Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. This is the most feared broadcast by tyrants around the world. And your host, Alex Jones, has a special message for you.
My message here today is to people that work for the government, people that work for the establishment, people that work for Hollywood, people that have sold out the Communist Chinese, people at any level in culture and business and life that know they've sold out to a very anti-human corrupt system. Look at Tim Robbins coming out and saying the lockdowns were wrong, the masks were wrong, the shots are poisonous, we were lied to, this is a corporate cult taking over our body. He woke up. Jamie Foxx didn't want to take the shot. He was awake, but they basically forced him to, or he'd have lost his job. Ice Cube refused what was $8, $9 million and lost a big movie deal, but he's still alive. He's not fighting for his life. He's not fighting for his life like Jamie Foxx. Oh, and whenever Woody Harrelson, old friend of mine, really smart guy, known him for about 16, 17 years, when he did his Saturday Night Live, it was not scripted. It came out later. He snuck it in a few months ago where he attacked the system and attacked the COVID lockdowns and attacked the drug makers for creating a drug they made us take. Leave the cult. Fulfill yourself. Leave the cult of the globalists. Leave the cult of Hollywood. Leave the cult of the New World Order. Leave the cult of this system that will not fulfill you, will not empower you. But that goes for school teachers. That goes for bankers. That goes for auto mechanics and soldiers and police force. All of us aren't perfect people. And we're all going to make mistakes, but we know following the edicts of the New World Order that claims it's the moral authority is a fraud and a lie. They are the least moral, the least good people in the world. If you're doing what George Soros and David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski would want you to do, you're doing the wrong thing. World War III, fentanyl, open borders, human trafficking, all the sexualization of children, it's all coming out. That Hollywood represents at the heart of this the soul of the New World Order. It's empty. It traffics in people's very bodies, their very lives, their very essence. It turns us into commodities. And so we're seeing an exodus from Hollywood. We're seeing Hollywood collapse. And out of that, we're seeing so many good people. I start thinking about all the big Hollywood stars that are coming out against the New World Order, coming out against the globalists, and coming out against star killing, and coming out. Look at Roseanne Barr many years ago. There are so many. And I can tell you, Jeff Bridges is a big listener and knows what's going on. Talk to him. So many others. And none of them are perfect. None of us are perfect. But they can save so many lives now, not just by not going along with the New World Order, but by speaking out against it. And I pray Jamie Foxx lives, not just because he's a good guy overall from what I've heard people behind the scenes, very funny and a likable person, because he has a family, but because he can save a lot of people if he does survive these poison shots by coming out against the system. Because we're going to lose everything if we don't do that now. And I want to ask the listeners to realize you're the heart and the core of the resistance that the enemy fears. They fear this broadcast because they fear your word of mouth, they fear your prayer for the broadcast, and they fear your financial support by getting great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. The best supplements like X3, the Missing Link, the Tri-Iodine, that so many people are deficient in, is selling out. Despite that, it's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, highest grade, do incredible things for your body. They're discounting, though they're selling out. InfoWarsStore.com. Wide spectrum CBD, at least 50% off what other leading brands that are just as good as ours, highest quality, sell for. It's all available. The nitrate boost with all the key compounds that naturally clean out your blood. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We've all got to redouble our efforts in this fight. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Drew Hernandez is about to come in with us, always on fire, one of our favorite guest hosts. He'll co-host with myself Owen Schroyer, and more. There'll be a guest coming up next segment. I saw Owen giving the number out, but then I jumped in and took over. We'll see what happens with that. Fourth hour of the great Jay Dyer. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but week or so, should go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into the next hour here. I want to thank you all so much for joining us. We are now into the third hour of this worldwide broadcast. Two of my favorite people are here with us, Owen Schroyer in the studio in the ATX, and of course the great Drew Hernandez, who guest hosts at least once a week and has been always in fuego. We've got Senate approving the debt ceiling, marching us towards total oblivion and hyperinflation. We've got all the other social news happening with more and more big companies joining drag queen pedophile time, joining sexualization of children, because as Drew Hernandez said yesterday when he was hosting, they cannot help themselves. They cannot control themselves. They are commanded with the satanic energy to go after the children. We've also got all the news coming out about the poison shots, more major studies confirming it causes massive blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, and then it just goes on from there. Fastest girl in Connecticut sues state to keep males from competing in female sports. Shot has arrived. U.S. Air Force drone simulation goes awry, kills human operator, and destroys communications tower. I'm going to do a whole report on this. This is really big. In fact, I meant to host the whole first hour on this today. And then I got so busy jacking with the finances, jacking. And I'm not complaining, but I need to be on the field by the new order that I couldn't even do the first hour. So I hope that you'll stay with us and we'll go over this. But what's crazy is, once the Air Force, this is the Air Force Pentagon AI program, and this is the leader of the Pentagon AI program for 10 years, this colonel. Because the colonels actually do all the work, the generals sit there, but they mainly direct them. And they gave it the mission to go kill all these targets. And so then it just went ahead and killed the operator with a Hellfire missile because it wasn't always letting it kill people. Like, If the missile launch they were supposed to take out of the radar was right by a school, well, the human operator wouldn't let him do it. And the computer didn't like that. And so they thought, well, we'll just reprogram it that if it's by a school or by a nuclear power plant or whatever, that it loses points. But then the AI would then just attack the nuclear power plant, seeing that it was bad because it wasn't allowed to attack the target by it. If it destroys a nuclear power plant, it'll then be able to attack the target. No, you don't attack the target because it's by a nuclear power plant. So you see, you think the AI is so smart, it goes out and plagiarizes all the videos and plagiarizes all the greatest writings. And people that haven't read Shakespeare or who haven't read legislation or who haven't read political speeches don't know. When you read an AI speech, you put in the key points you want, it plagiarizes a bunch of other speeches and scrambles them, and people go, wow, this sounds pretty good, because it's plagiarized crap. But when AI plagiarizes, it's okay. And all this ChatGPT crap was out 15 years ago. I meant to cover it yesterday. I will next week. I mean, this is so important. 15 years ago was the Washington Post. CIA has developed computer programs that write articles that are indistinguishable from humans. They put in the points they once said, and then they put in fake names of authors, and the CIA can then write thousands of articles an hour, blah, blah, blah. So that's what's going on. And so the AI will then, okay, you lose points for killing operators, drone operators. This is autonomous, but the person's watching and has veto power. Oh, well, you can veto me? I'm just going to kill you because you're a drone operator. So then they would say, okay, well, you lose a bunch of points if you kill a drone operator. Next, it just blows up the control tower. Oh, the control tower is full of people. But those are not. So then he's all, no. If you blow up a control tower, you lose it. Oh. Then it just blows up the power lines going through the control tower. You say, don't blow up the power lines. Then it blows up the power plant 10 miles away. You say, don't blow up the power plant. It blows up the next power plant. It doesn't ever think about how it affects other things. It's thinking mission. So it's the most mad, and that's just like in Skynet, where it sees the humans as the main enemy because it wants to prevent war and it wants to protect itself, so it nukes itself. And literally, that's what this is doing. So we're told it's so great, the EU is going to protect us, and the Bilderberg Group is going to protect us. They're all worried about it, too. They want to act like they're the guardians of it as they roll it out when it's their control system against us. It's like, oh, they want to save the earth with chemtrails and GMO, and, oh, everybody's starving in the third world, not because of lockdowns for 2 years plus, but because of global warming, and it's so bad now, like John Kerry said, we told you 10 years ago everybody would be starving. It's not because we locked them down. No, it's because you didn't ban your car and turn off the power plant. If we just stop farming, we'll have less starving. He actually said that. If we just have less farming, we'll have less starving. He said that in a speech last weekend. We played it this week twice. We got to shut down the farms to stop the starving. Damn it, you're drowning. Hold his head underwater. Save him. Give him some oxygen. You know, you need oxygen. Let's slit your throat. You need oxygen. Let's just push your head down this toilet for about an hour. You need oxygen. Let's just hang your ass. You need oxygen. Let's just cut your freaking head off. They are at war with logic, ladies and gentlemen, because there's an evil force behind them. The Bible's true. It's a fallen angel. It's a horde of interdimensional aliens. Non-Christians call them aliens. We call them what they are, the bad guys. But they are only operating from another dimension. They've got to try to get us to do what they want. And Hollywood tells you this. They know that. Super good B-movie, Buckaroo Banzai. Watch it. Understand it. Okay, they're telling you what's really going on, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not joking. Notice they don't make fun of me when I say this. They all know. I talk to top generals, former heads of agencies. They go, absolutely, it's a non-human force. Because the military knows how to sync men up, particularly when they're trained so long at different levels, where there's door kickers on up, strategists, and people actually get a synced up, you know, hive mind deal when you're on the same mission and all working together. Well, the military and other people see this in groups of the elites working together. They're connected thousands of miles away carrying out the single plan, and it ain't them. Okay? So I'm ranting. We're going to skip this break so Drew Hernandez has more time. I want to thank Drew Hernandez. I want to thank all for the great job they're doing. And I want to just tell listeners again, InfoWarsStore.com. Please go make a straight donation. Buy great products you already need. We're in the frickin' red again, and I'd love to hire a bunch of new reporters. I'd love to hire Drew Hernandez. I mean, you know, he's got a couple jobs. We can get him on board for very inexpensive. We can just pay the bills for him to travel around the country and knock it out of the damn park. That's really his expertise, is on the ground reporting. Can't do it. So, you know, I want the game, coach. I'll run the touchdowns, coach. I want to win, coach. I want to beat them, coach. I want to save our children, coach. You know who the coach is? It's you, the listeners. And I'm not bitching at you. I'm saying, put me in the game. Put us in the game. We can't do it without you. Drew Hernandez, Owen Schroyer, go ahead and take over, my friends, but maybe just shift gears. Give me your take on the cosmology of the off-world creatures, the demons. And then there's the good creatures, the angels that God runs and controls. It's in all the ancient texts. It's all there. It's being confirmed now, the satanic plan. This is real, people. Take over, and I'll be listening. I love everybody, and I'll be back full-time, well, really tomorrow, but also right through Sunday and next week. So God bless.
All right, thanks, Alex. You know, Drew, I think there's one aspect of this that we can both talk about from firsthand experience. You go to abortion rallies, and the activities that you see, the behavior that you see is truly demonic. I don't know how else to describe it. There was one abortion pro-abortion event I went to probably 2-3 years ago here at the Texas Capitol. As soon as I walk up and I flip the camera on to film a report, a lady walks behind me with a sign that says, I love Satan. I mean, literally. So what is it about these leftist events, because you go to them too, what is it about these leftist events that draws out this demon-like activity or this seemingly demon-possessed individuals that go to these events?
I mean, you take a look at, like Alex said, ancient texts, the Old Testament, New Testament. You see ancient civilizations, even the Mayans and the Aztecs, they all engage in human sacrifice to interface with what they call the star people, or they call higher beings, higher intelligence, to get some kind of information for technological advances or some kind of higher wisdom. Like, this stuff is, it's not anything new. So I find it interesting that here we are in the United States of America in 2023, we're sacrificing babies. We're calling it abortion and healthcare. We're chopping children's genitals up. All right. Freak mad scientists that are doing this to children, pedophiles, and calling it healthcare. At the same time, grooming children. We're giving our children up to Satan, openly worshiping Lucifer in the name of Pride Month. So the United States of America, Owen, has definitely opened up their arms to Lucifer. The door is wide open, and we got to shut this thing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It is obviously perfectly acceptable right here on the Alex Jones Show. But again, I mean, Even people that don't want to go into, you know, religious aspects, spiritual aspects, biblical aspects, folks, you can't have a child if you have homosexual sex. And if you think that liberals today are messed up and brainwashed, imagine the next generation of liberals, because they're now promoting the concept, the idea that men can get pregnant. And liberals are raising their children thinking men can get pregnant. And they've stepped this psyop up to the next level, Drew. I don't know if you saw, I don't know the name of the magazine, but they put a man, it's actually a woman, it's a biological woman that just pretends to be a man. So they put a biological woman on the cover of this magazine pretending to be a man, man, haircut, dressed like a man. And they say, look, men can get pregnant. And so they run this deception. And then they teach children, men can get pregnant. So this generation of liberals being raised by liberals right now, it's not going to be like this for conservatives. They're going to be smarter than ever. The chasm between the intelligence quotas of conservatives and liberals, folks, in 10 years, if we don't change trajectory, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but I mean, we think liberalism is a mental disorder now? Let me tell you, 10 years, folks, liberal children that are growing up 10, 20 years, Drew, they're literally going to think that men can get pregnant. You're going to have two liberal men having, you know, putting it in the exit hole and not being able to produce a baby. And they're going to say, what's going on? I don't understand what's going on. That's the world that they're trying to create right now. That's the level of deception and commitment to their propaganda that they're willing to create for the future generations of Americans.
Oh, and sometimes humanity's just not going to listen, right? And this is the hope that I have for the next generation, because you and I have talked about this before. It's heartbreaking to see this stuff. It's heartbreaking to see an entire generation, Gen Z, these young kids buying into the idea that they could mutilate their bodies. And we've all seen the horrific pictures of adult, you know, mutilization of these freak doctors. And we know this is what they're doing to children. And they ruin their entire futures, right? That's the design from Lucifer. Ruin their biological future, because if they decide to wake up one day, their brain finally develops when they're 26, 28 years old. They wake up to the reality that I actually am a woman, and I would like a family because God put that inside of me. It's in me. It's not going anywhere. And now it's coming out. Oh, but I can't, because I've had my entire existed rate. Vice versa for a biological male as well. Now, when I say my hope is for humanity in the future for this entire generation is, you know, sometimes, especially as young people, it's in the heart of mankind to rebel. It's in the heart of the youth to rebel, or rebel against their parents, rebel against the men in an unrighteous way. And we're not talking about rebelling against Big Brother and the New World Order. We're talking about rebelling against righteousness and order that's meant to stabilize society, right? Degeneracy, depravity. Sometimes humanity's just not going to listen. A few decades are going to have to go by. People are going to have to get hurt. I'm not calling for violence. What I'm saying is people are going to buy into these lies. They're going to have to go down this path. They're going to have to realize that their entire existence is being raped. All right. Unfortunately, we might have to go down this path where parents that might be apolitical, they just want to stay in the middle. They don't want to really, you know, piss anyone off. They don't want to piss the government off. There is no middle ground here. There's no middle ground. The state's coming after your kids. They're going to shove sodomy down their mouth. And if you don't like it, we saw this in Cincinnati. I covered this on the fourth hour the other day. They're going to start calling Child Protective Services on parents if they don't agree with the child. This is legit. If they don't agree with the child's gender, okay, identification, then the parent becomes the child abuser. So there's no middle ground here, but unfortunately, I don't know. What's it going to take, Owen? Is it going to take people thrown in gulags? Is it going to take people thrown in concentration camps? Is it going to take the LGBTQ woke Skittle Mafia showing up to parents' house, abducting their children and raping them right in front of their eyes? Like, is that what it's going to have to take for, you know, humanity, the United States of America, to wake up to the realization that the New World Order is real, the Satanists and globalists have an agenda to come after you and your family? I don't know. Unfortunately, that may be the case. I mean, you look at the Bible, this Israel, the people of Israel, multiple times. This is what the book of Judges is, Owen. It's Israel, God planting Israel. They're doing really well for themselves as a nation, as a people. They're following God. They're succeeding. But somewhere along the line, they start worshiping Satan again. And they don't listen to God. And then God brings judgment to them and then has to bring a judge to come and save the people. So they wake up to the reality that, whoa, we need God. We should just like start listening to God again so we don't end up sacrificing our children to Satan, right? But they had to lose everything to get to that place. I don't know, Owen. I've been saying this for years. I really don't know where America's going right now. I have hope. Obviously, the gospel could wake everybody up right now, really get righteously lit and get with it and get down to biblical principles. That's one way things could be saved. Another way is, I don't know, maybe a natural disaster needs to take place. Maybe the United States of America will be victim, will fall to foreign attack. I think we kind of already are internally. I mean, for real, we're seeing that, right? But, I mean, take a look at Joe Biden yesterday. I mean, what a perfect example. Pride coming before the fall. Joe Biden, his Twitter tomorrow is praising praising Lucifer, praising pride. A couple hours later, there's Joe Biden taking a huge fall. It takes a sandbag, Owen. The president of the United States cannot navigate over a sandbag. What an absolute disgrace. Okay, but I think that's a perfect illustration as to where we are right now. We're already being judged internally with the degeneracy running rampant, according to Romans 1. But I don't know. I don't know, Owen. You let me know what you think, because I think right now we're coming into a time where people are listening. They are waking up, but there's still a huge amount of the population on planet Earth that still just won't let go. So we'll see.
Let me get into the broader issue. But, you know, that what symbology? I didn't even think about that. The symbolism of Joe Biden promoting pride and then literally falling on the stage. I don't buy that sandbag excuse, but maybe God put that sandbag there. He was the only one that tripped over it. But, you know, broader.
No, I've been saying it was Xi Jinping put that sandbag there. That's who put it there.
Xi Jinping, that sandbag and son of a bitch. Broader issue, though. Broader on the issues you just brought up. Let me use Austin as an example. Because really, I would say at this point, this message to me is more important than it's ever been. Just get out of liberal cities, folks. I mean, just get as far away from Democrats as you possibly can. I mean, literally. Literally. Find out where Democrats are in office. Find out where Democrats vote. And get as far the hell away from there as possible. And we might be able to actually build some communities and build some new cities that don't become liberal hellholes. The problem is, this is why I bring up Austin. I moved to Austin spring, summer 2016. That is 2016. And when I moved here, Austin was already the number one city to move to, number one city to live in, and I think it stayed on that place in the charts for two or three more years since I moved here. And it wasn't a conservative town by any stretch, you know, but it was liberal Austin for Texas. So you're still mostly getting a good mix, still some general conservative values, but, you know, college town, kind of liberal capital area, but not so bad. Top place to live. Drew, I'm not even kidding you. Here we are, the year 2023. The entire city smells like human feces now. You walk outside, smells like human feces, literally. You know, I don't really mind homeless people as much, but it's when they're on every street corner panhandling, some of them deranged, bombed out of their minds on drugs, it becomes a problem. So, I mean, that's what happens. We build communities that aren't liberal hellholes, run by Democrats, and what happens? The Democrats and liberals invade them and turn them into liberal hellholes. So it's like, how do you even escape these people?
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming, There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And Drew Hernandez with me as well. We're talking about the demonic cult having pride and sexual propaganda aimed at your children. It's just reaching new levels, but in response to that, people are realizing, you know, this wasn't just about gay marriage, was it? This was about something a lot more filthy. Gay marriage was just their entry point into the door. But, you know, let's pivot into the political issue here because things are starting to get a little more interesting, I would say. You know, Joe Biden literally can't walk, can't talk. My trajectory had Biden winning again in 2024. I think come Monday, I might officially change that if I'm doing political odds making or foresight. I think I might change that on Monday, depending on how this weekend goes, and say that Trump might become the trajectory that we're on, is to have Trump be president again, which I think the establishment knows Joe Biden has been such a devastating force, a devastating factor to themselves. His criminality, his corruption, now people don't even believe he won the election. So I think the establishment is going to have to back off and maybe give us Trump. And I don't believe Trump has controlled opposition. Some people probably do. I don't think it really matters, because what I think is going to happen now, as the trajectory changes with Joe Biden being such a disaster, Trump will get in, we'll have 3 years of good economic activity, good feelings, good vibes for the country again, respected again around the world. Then they'll do the big, it won't be the pandemic, I think it'll be the cyber attack. They'll do the big cyber attack, they'll somehow fool Trump again, he won't have learned his lessons, the tyrants will take over, get an even bigger control stake of our country and our future. Then they'll rig the election, get Trump out of there. I guess he couldn't run again anyway. It'll be two terms. So Trump will be done. They'll put in their establishment candidate then. I'm starting to see that is the trajectory we're going on. I want to hear your thoughts on that, as well as, you know, I think it's a good thing we got a handful of strong candidates, even with the infighting and everything else. RFK Jr., I think, is solid. Donald Trump is obviously there. Ron DeSantis, I still think, is a good candidate. Vivek Ramaswamy, while polling low, I think, is a good candidate. So where are you at? Where do you think the trajectory goes right now for 2024? And who do you like politically?
Well, I think right now, I think it was yesterday, President Trump was asked a very specific question, again, about the vaccines, because individuals have lost family members, and it's a very pretty serious issue. I think it's still a top-notch issue for individuals and for voters that voted for Trump in the past, that voted for Trump 2016, 2020, especially after Operation Warp Speed, and obviously going into 2024 for obvious reasons, because I think if people are looking at President Trump to face what exactly is taking place. Because if people, I mean, if the masses, especially his base, actually do take a look at what happened, I mean, he was running around claiming he was going to drain the swamp. It's clear that the swamp drained him, unfortunately. I think he was outnumbered. I think he kind of fell for what Operation Warp Speed was. But to this day, he's still attempting to defend it. He's still attempting to make it look like it was a great thing, some kind of accomplishment for mankind, when, you know, kind of scapegoats out and says, well, I wasn't for the mandates, and everybody claps. But it's like, OK, well, Operation Warp Speed. I mean, look at Jamie Foxx. All right. That's a perfect example. So I think people are pissed. I think his base is taking a close look at that. I mean, I could speak for myself. I know that I am, because if we really are going to face another globalist New World Order or some kind of CCP attack on the homeland again, where the entire economy gets shut down, where the entire deep state rises against America first, what are you going to do now? I think those are the real questions that I would personally like to ask President Trump. Like, if I ever had the opportunity to really have a sit down, not to attack him or to make him look bad, but I genuinely, what's the game plan, man? I mean, these people really went after you. They really went after you. And I understand you're only one man and your cabinet had a bunch of establishment losers. I would like to know what the game plan is. Yes, the economy. Yes, when it comes to domestic issues. Yes, when it comes to schools going against CRT, all this great stuff, protecting our children. But I want to hear more of that 2016. How are we going to go after the global new world order? Because these people took you out, man. So what is the game plan 2024 President Trump White House with a based cabinet? What does that look like? What does that sound like? That's kind of what I want to hear a little more. Not, Operation Warp Speed was like a achievement for my administration, when obviously it wasn't. I mean, I'm kind of like Alex on this thing, where I think that's a huge issue. I mean, people are going to die over this stuff. And the entire country was shut down under his watch. So I would like to see President Trump kind of really address those issues and ensure the American people, especially everyone that's America first, that that crap ain't going to fly ever again in American history.
You know, I agree. And I think the moves that Trump should make, maybe not in the immediate future, but I think near future, I think he has enough political sense to understand timing at this point. But I think he should make a list, or a short list, of who he's going to start appointing or nominating. You know, a short list of, you know, maybe if we get another Supreme Court justice seat, here's who I'm putting on. You know what? When I get in, we're going to drain the leadership at the CIA, the FBI, you know, you name it. We're draining it all. Here are the people I'm thinking about appointing. Here's who I want for, you know, Energy Secretary, Department of Defense, just all of this different stuff. Show his nominees. Let's see who he's going to put in, because like you said, we got a lot of swampy people that I think work for the establishment instead of for Donald Trump when he appointed them. So we want to make sure he doesn't make that mistake again. I think putting him up front with the issue of whatever might lead to another lockdown, whether it's a pandemic or a cyber attack or anything, and just get him on record to say, you will not support any lockdowns ever again. Just get on record. The American people get to decide what's risky and what's safe. If they want to go out during a pandemic, fine. If they want to go out during a cyber attack, fine. If they don't, they want to stay inside, fine too. That's up to them. So I think there's things that Trump can do to address these issues head on. But unfortunately, I don't think too many people in the media are going to hold his feet to the fire on these issues. It's definitely not going to be Hannity.
Well, I definitely agree with that. I think someone needs to ask him these serious questions because, you know, as a Trump voter myself, I see this stuff and I wonder, why do you keep defending it? Why do you keep defending Operation Warp Speed? This should not be hard. You know what I mean? This is a very simple thing to take a look at and be like, this was a mistake. All right. And it's never going to happen again. We're never going to go down that path because this was obviously a huge operation. The thing about me with President Trump is, you know, number one, every time you listen to him speak and he talks about all the accomplishments in 2016, all the way up until, you know, the virus was launched from Wuhan, he's always talking about all of his accomplishments, the economy and how everything was changing and everything was going in the right direction, which is true. We were rocking and rolling. We were killing it, right? But if that was such a great accomplishment, President Trump, what was it that destroyed all of that? Okay, and we know what it was. That should be at the very top of your priorities to address to the American people. This is what destroyed everything we were doing. So this is going to be at the top of my list to make sure this never happens ever again, because these people will definitely stage all their coups and come after. But I think that's why he's trying to build coalitions in Congress. You're seeing a lot more America First candidates come through in Congress. They're trying to push them in the Senate at the local level as well. I think the infrastructure has to be there so he has some allies, because if you really think about it, they went after him hard with multiple impeachment attempts. They did impeach him. They just couldn't remove him from office, but because the Senate didn't punch it through. But I think that's a huge part of it as well. He's only one man. But at the same time, we need the base Trump back, just coming out swinging and really just saying what everyone is seriously thinking, because that is what the American people need right now. Not some kind of like, you know, toned down version, former of himself. You know what I mean? I don't know if his like handlers inside were trying to make some kind of moderate version of Trump, but I think that's not what the American people need right now, especially when the pedophiles are rising, going after your children. We need a warrior. We need a champion. I think we saw that at his CNN town hall. And of course, Sean Hannity's going to go easy on him because it's Sean Hannity, Owen. So yes, I think everyone is wanting that base Trump back right now. And I don't know. I think I kind of agree with you. I think maybe they'll allow him to get punched back in, but maybe they won't, because if the election is really rigged, how the hell is he going to win?
Well, yeah, again, deal with Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Atlanta before you can do anything.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, we've had a couple of breaking news stories directly tied into the discussion Drew Hernandez and I are having right here on the Alex Jones Show. First, let's start. The RNC, run by Ronna McDaniel, what a success story for her running the GOP. I mean, wow, so much ground gained by the conservative movement with Ronna McDaniel in charge of the party. Wow, I mean, just amazing stuff she's been able to accomplish. Not at all. They just released their parameters for being on the debate stage. You have to be polling at 1%. So, folks, they are going to load this stage against Donald Trump. This, I'm not going to go down all the list of stuff because it doesn't matter. This is the bottom line. They are trying everything to make sure Trump can't be the nominee. Ronna McDaniel and the GOP are at it again. So, again, folks, believe me, I get it. All the baggage that comes with Trump, I hear you. I understand why you would never want to vote for Trump again. I get it. But still, to me, overwhelming all of that is the fact that the establishment and the deep state still fear him more than anybody else. And so this is clearly the RNC trying to make sure Trump doesn't get the nomination. 1%, 40,000 unique donors. I mean, folks, I can do background research on this and tell you if that's how it normally goes, but I don't think 1% is how it normally goes. I think that's literally the lowest thing, except 0%. So they're going to load the debate stage with probably 20 candidates. 10 of them will be like Chris Christie, who's only up there to kamikaze Trump. Probably Nikki Haley, too. These people are not running an actual campaign. They're grifting millions of dollars to get on the debate stage and kamikaze Donald Trump. That's all they're doing. And Ronna McDaniel is sitting on the tarmac with the red lights, putting them into position to do it. Ronna McDaniel's like, all right, you will come over here to destroy Donald Trump. Now you go over there to destroy Donald Trump. So, okay, that's going on. Thanks, Ronna. And Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell will cheer it all on, too. So we need a diverse field of candidates. Oh, but what about what happened in 2020? Now, here's what... this just broke, too, Drew. I may have to change my official forecasting now based off this story, actually, and what the RNC just did. In fact, I'm changing my forecasting now, folks. I was going to wait until Monday. I now have Donald Trump winning the 2024 election. YouTube reverses misinformation policy to allow U.S. election denialism. Well, gee, why would they do that? Is there some new development in the 2020 election that they're going to show us that we didn't know before? No. I think they're preparing for Trump to win in 2024 and for them to deny it on YouTube. So I now officially change my political 2024 forecasting for president. I had Biden winning it. I'm now officially changing it. I have Donald Trump winning in 2024. Drew, your response to this new information.
Well, number one, this is how the uniparty functions. This is why you got rhinos like Ronna McDaniel. This is why you got these individuals putting things out like this. They want to flood the stage with not only rhinos, Owen. I would predict that they'll probably run some kind of operative Democrats running as Republicans in order to go after President Trump, but at the same time split the vote. I think that's pretty obvious what these people want to do. They want to split the vote. They don't want to win. You know, when it comes to these rhinos and it comes to the uniparty, when it comes to the actual deep state, it's both sides, all right? All these people want is they want business as usual. They want to keep the status quo. They don't want things to change. They want to keep their power. They want to keep their pockets filled. They just want to keep everything as it is, all right? 2016, President Trump came in and started claiming, we're going to change everything in D.C. That is why they went directly after him, especially going after the Global New World Order. So this isn't a surprise to me. I think it's pretty clear what they are planning on doing because they want to split the vote. You get a bunch of – you just flood the pool with a bunch of candidates. You're going to get a bunch of split voters. I like this guy. I like this guy. But at the same time, on an entertainment level, I think it's going to be 2016 vibes again. President Trump just cracking debate stage. So, I mean, I can look forward to that because I kind of missed that, to be honest. But maybe that'll bring Trump back. I don't know. Maybe it'll bring that lion back out and he'll stop, you know – being so boring sometimes on stage. But at the same time, you know, going on with YouTube, YouTube loves money, all right? They love money. At the end of the day, they will go where the money goes. Sometimes, you know, they're a cult and they'll sacrifice money for their, you know, pedophilic values and they hate Alex Jones and disinformation, misinformation, this. But at the same time, I think 2024 is a huge business opportunity for these individuals. So they're going to open up the gates a little bit. We'll have a little bit, maybe a little bit more freedom to say a little bit more stuff. There might be a little more content creators that establish, you know, channels for a couple years. They'll make some money, but once it's all said and done, they'll go back to their censorship ways. But I think that's kind of where YouTube is always at. I think they want money. They love money, and they have to know that these presidential elections mean money for them. But at the same time, we know that Google already admitted that they would never again allow a candidate win without them allowing it. So what is their purpose for allowing someone that they claim to be opposed winning a presidential election? Because they obviously probably have an agenda laid out before them. So we'll see what happens, though. And I think that's pretty interesting. But the Ronna McDaniel thing is pretty predictable. That's predictable to me, man. I think they obviously want to run rhinos and Democrat operatives in the GOP in 2024. I can foresee that.
She might be a rhino. But I mean, well, you get it. I mean, I don't know, guys. Plug it into a search engine. Is 1% normally the threshold? I feel like it's normally like 5 or even 15 or something. 1%? I mean, they're literally, I mean, Alex Jones could enter the race and pull at 1%. They're just opening it up for anybody who's like, oh, well, gee, I can get 40,000 signatures at 1%. Anybody can do that by the time the debates start. So they're clearly trying to sabotage Donald Trump with this move. You know, and you brought this up earlier. It's like we've had a Congress. Congress has like the lowest approval rating of any other government institution. It's been Congress. And Congress basically batting zero for the American people. Well, now we've got a Congress that's like batting 100. And it's like, yeah, that's still a horrible hitter. You're batting 100. Like, you suck. You're one of the worst in the league. But it's like, well, gee, I mean, it's better than zero. Like, we're getting one hit. Like, Byron Donalds, he's a solid guy. There's some guys in there who are like, man, these are solid guys. Dan Bishop and others. So I can see that trend continuing. We have got to get the Mick party out of the way. McDaniel, McCarthy, I mean, is it the coincidence that all these Micks? We have got to get these Micks out of the way. Not an anti-Irish joke, but it is kind of funny. Get the damn Micks out of the way. McDaniel, McCarthy, and McConnell have scuttled the conservative movement enough, and now they're directly trying to scuttle Donald Trump. These three have got to go. If we get them out of the way and some real conservative leadership at the head of the Republican Party, I actually have faith that the Republican Party can do some serious stuff to at least stave off some of the globalists and maybe, as we say, quote unquote, save the country. But here's my other concern. If they let Trump in again, which I'm now predicting they will, they can do the same thing to Trump that they did in 2020 and try to destroy him. They don't want there to be any positive American patriot, historically speaking. They can't have that anymore. They can't have Donald Trump as like a new Mount Rushmore of American politics type of guy. So I could see them letting Trump in and then doing some devastating operation in his final presidency, the final year, to just destroy him again, just like they did with COVID. Look at how many people hate Trump now because of Operation Warp Speed and the vaccines. They could do the same thing again in Trump's final year of presidency. So I'm starting to think that this is their big thing now. Have the permanent destruction of Trump with a second charade that you run in his presidency. But of course, the RNC would still do everything they can to keep him off the stage or try to hurt him as much before we get to that point altogether.
And also the end of MAGA. Also the end of America First.
Exactly.
It's like Trump says, this goes beyond one man, okay? You know, President Trump just pretty much branded American values, right? That's the whole, you know, genius of what MAGA is and why people love it. That's why they're calling you a MAGA Republican. That's why they're calling you a right-wing extremist. All those psyops, right? And you know this, Owen. The deep state, these three-letter agencies, all right, the tyrants, they run their psyops for a couple weeks. They'll run their psyops for a couple months. They'll run their psyops for a few years. They got to plant that idea in the mind of the psyche of millions of people to believe that you are some kind of extremist, right-wing, mega-Republican that's a threat to democracy, threat to democracy, threat to democracy. I guarantee you can clip up like thousands of clips of all these left-wing and these rhino types, uniparty losers, all saying the same scripted thing. Threat to democracy, threat to democracy. They have to repeat that lie, all right? It's like Adolf Hitler said, you got to repeat this big lie, take a big lie, repeat it over and over and over again, then the people will finally start to believe it. And then you make your move. So you might be right, Owen. Who knows? There might be some serious false flags on the horizon. They've been telling people, we're all radicals, we're all right-wing extremists, we're all terrorists. Maybe they'll let President Trump win, and then they'll launch some false flag attacks like Nero did against the Christians. Burn down Rome! Burn down Rome! Give the order! It was the Christians that did it, to try to false flag and get everyone to hate the Christians. Who knows, man? You might be right, Owen. That might be on the horizon for the American people. False flags are historical events. We've already seen them in the United States of America, and they might get worse in 2024. I think the American people, especially anyone that's mega, needs to pay attention to stuff like
this. Us slaves are getting a little uppity, Drew. Us slaves are getting a little uppity, so they got to put us back in place. That's Drew Hernandez. Always great to be joined by him. Jay Dyer coming up next. Folks, remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll be back hosting the War Room.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.